It is the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We said we would get more of an official opinion on what's going on with our Bucks as we start the season. Are we starting without a QB or not? So we got Greg Allman on the line right now. He is with Tampa Bay Times, covers the Bucks and NFL for them. How you doing this morning, Greg?
Doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No, I appreciate it because you're going to give it a better look than I have. I'm kind of sensitive because, A, my fantasy team is going to be flawed. And, that's the big deal. And, B, we got fans in here. I mean, we got somebody with a Jameis Winston jersey on right now. Trying to figure out what's going on. So what do we know about what's apparently pending? Like, that's an announcement coming soon?
Yeah, we don't know exactly when. I mean, at one point it looked like it was coming Friday. We knew it wasn't coming over the weekend, so certainly could have the league come down with an official announcement today that would spell out, definitely going to spell out how long he's out. We're reporting it's a 3-game suspension, and then he has to do some things to make sure it's only a 3-game suspension. And then we don't really know how much detail the league's going to go into. They don't necessarily release a huge report sometimes, so we don't know how much detail we're going to get in terms of what exactly they found to lead to that suspension.
Now, let me ask you this. Is this normal for a case that isn't? Because from what I'm hearing from folks who are posting, and they might be a little bit more knowledgeable than me, but they don't have a charge against him, like as far as the legal process? There's no charges pending against him?
I mean, the woman, the Uber driver that made these accusations against him did not make any kind of criminal charges against him. She reported it to Uber, her employer, and they had suspended Winston's account. But again, sometimes people in situations like this aren't comfortable bringing criminal charges. I think there's definitely an awareness of some of the public scrutiny that can come if you're identified as an accuser in something like this. So she had decided not to and has not done it criminally. There's still civil options available in terms of something she might do. But right now, this is the only recourse for Winston is this suspension coming down to the league, and obviously if that's your job, that's a significant sanction against you.
Right. You said that he might have some things that he has to do to ensure that it's only a 3-game suspension. What kind of things would he have to do?
Yeah, well, we don't know specifically in his case. I mean, normally it would be some kind of counseling. I don't know. Sometimes as part of these things, there's some kind of statement of accountability or guilt or ownership of the situation. Again, I don't know the specifics of what they'll ask for in this, but sometimes that'll be part of it.
Greg Allman is on with us from the Tampa Bay Times. He's the Bucks written NFL writer. You on your Twitter put up a poll, which is kind of telling. It said, how does the news of Jameis Winston's suspension change your perspective on his status as the Buccaneers franchise QB? And 34% of the folks said disappointed, but still keep him. Now, is that still the general consensus that you're hearing from people out there, that they're like, okay, this is starting to get a little monotonous, but I still need him taking snaps on Sunday?
It was interesting. We put that poll up Friday afternoon, which was after the news of the suspension had come out, but before the news that broke Friday night in terms of who the third passenger that had been unnamed, who that was, and the idea that there was a second Uber ride where Winston was by himself. So we put that out initially, and in about the first 6 hours or so, like the two most positive responses, I think it was like nothing's changed at all and disappointed, but keep him. Those were getting about 71% of the results, which again, fairly large majority still supporting Winston, wanting the Bucks to stay with Winston, and still some that were either unsure or smaller still, some that wanted the Bucks to move on.
Is this because he didn't report it? Is that the reason why? Is this because he didn't report it to the NFL?
Yeah. Our reporting is that he's not being penalized for failure to report. The league's conduct policy says if you don't, they want to make sure they find out about everything and don't find out about it from lawyers or the media. So the league definitely wants players to report anything that they feel is conduct detrimental or anything like that that would put the team in a negative light. But again, our understanding, other outlets have reported that this is it. It seems like that's something that somebody in the Winston camp might have leaked to try and soften this and make it seem like a technicality or something. Our understanding is that he's not being suspended for anything related to failure to report. It's his actual actions, whatever they determine.
Okay.
After the car.
And now the fact that there was an Uber ride where they put him in the Uber by himself, does that...
Yeah, I mean, again, we don't know that, but that's certainly what the third passenger is contending and arguing, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. And the third passenger is the one that's locked up.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, why are we going to trust him?
What are you hearing about ownership in the front office? Are they standing by Jameis? Are they looking to move on? Like, what are you hearing?
Yeah, literally hearing absolutely nothing at all. I mean, we reached out. I think the normal protocol for a team is to wait until the league puts out its official word, just so you're responding to it and not stepping ahead of the official word from the league. So it's entirely normal that the Bucks have not said anything. I will say that the Glazer family has been very supportive of Jameis throughout this whole process. These accusations came out in November. Literally, the morning they came out, Darcy Glazer Kasowitz is one of the co-chairs, a daughter of Malcolm Glazer, walked up to Winston on the field in Miami. I mean, this is the time when they could very easily be distancing themselves from him. Gave him a big hug on the field, talked to him for several minutes. So they've been, if you read the comments that Joe Glazer made, even in March, very supportive, talking about how much they believe in him, how much they see him as everything they want their quarterback to be. So I don't know that the suspension changes that or any of the details will change that, but we'll find out once the league brings down official word.
Is it possible that it's worse than we thought it would be, and it could be six or even like a season or half the season?
I thought that was like the zero tolerance was like six games was the minimum, and now...
No, it's very much, I would say, a negotiable number, if you will. I think they've used six games as a starting point for something that's either violence towards women or a sexual assault type thing. And again, they have some discretion in terms of how they change that. I don't know what the mitigating circumstances are specifically that would bring it down from six to three. But again, the fact that it is three would be contingent on him doing some things he needs to do. And we don't know whether this is publicly or not, but to kind of keep things at three.
If you were a betting man and you were putting down your one wager this year, and it was if Jameis Winston is going to be under center for the Buccaneers this season, would you say yay or nay?
Yeah, you know, I definitely don't know to the point where I'd put any money on it. But again, I will tell you that the Glazers have been very supportive of him at a time where they didn't necessarily need to be, where they could have waited to see what comes of it and what the findings are. It could be that they know everything that we're just finding out. It could be that they privately knew this was coming. Or it could be that this is not something they saw coming and there's a lack of honesty there. We don't know how much they knew and when they knew it, if you will. So, again, I'll just hold off and let things play out here to see what happens.
His stock may drop on my fantasy draft, so I might be able to get him on the low.
Might be able to get him a little later than you would last
year. I might be able to get him on the low. And so, I mean, I'm just saying. Hey, Greg, I appreciate you kind of checking in with us on this because you guys have – I mean, you and Tom have been taking heat on Twitter. I've been seeing fans going at you guys hard. And it's got to be hard to kind of report and not get caught up in the fandom of it all. So I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Yeah, y'all take care.
Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times. Man.
Who are our backups?
Who? That's a good question.
From the Jets.
Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
All right.
And the kid that I liked in the Hard Knocks show, which is always a kiss of death. But the dude hurt. He got hurt.
Ryan Griffin.
Ryan Griffin. That boy was doing some work in drills.
Ryan Griffin's been in the NFL since 2013.
Right.
Has not thrown one pass or played one game.
Okay, that's a problem.
What?
God damn it. Okay.
Oh, no.
Really?
Not one. Not one?
Okay. Take that back. We might have to get Jameis a drive.